Sahana vavatu, sahana bhunaktu, sahaviryam karavavahai, tejasvi navadhitamastama vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sarigaura Bhakta Brinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Okay. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, chapter 32, Symptoms of Continuous Love, page 42, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Among the various tastes, such as sweet, sour, and bitter, a particular person has a particular liking because of previous impressions. Because of impressions from past life of a particular rasa, such as dasya. In this life also, the person has that a taste alone and not others, by the mercy of a great devotee with a similar taste. This is the case for the two types of dasya and the other three higher rasas. So it said about the two types of dasya, remember? Remember what the two types of dasya are? Friendship. Oh, this is Priya. Kevala. Oh, we've already gone past that. Okay. So, in other words, since this process takes many, many lifetimes, then the idea is that whatever is the impressions that are there from previous practices, then and by the association of devotees, that's what's going to be coming through now. Right? Or if that's not come through now, then whatever is one's gaining now by that association, then if one continues, one remembers Krishna at the time of death, you can go back to Godhead. So it takes many lifetimes simply because we have a tendency not to remember Krishna at the time of death. But if you simply remember Krishna at the time of death, then one lifetime it works. Because we only have to worry about this lifetime. It doesn't matter how many lifetimes it took to get to here.
Yes.
Right? Does that make sense? Yeah.
So now the whole pool of practicing in Krishna consciousness are giving impression.
Yes, yes. That's the whole point of samskaras, is you're creating impressions. And so then, by that proper association of devotees and that, then you create the proper impressions. You're always absorbed in Krishna and all that, because the materialistic things, they give other impressions. But by the association of the devotees, then you start to see the difference between these two impressions. And then you see that the material impressions aren't as impressive as the spiritual impressions. So, 2539. Rati, secondary rati. When a different emotional stage arises from the excellence of the alambana, ibhava, manifest while the primary rasa subdues itself, it is called a secondary rasa. Right? So you have the aspect of the devotee that that they're the shelter of a particular love for Krishna. But when, from the excellence of that particular one they have, a different emotional stage comes up. And so the primary one takes the second. In other words, you have a primary alambana. Let's say Mother Jashoda and the ashraya of parental. So arising from the parental, right, then another emotional state different from that takes the prominence over that primary rasa. Right? You know, like, let's say, fear.
Yes.
But it's based on the parental. It's not just coming out of nowhere.
Yes.
It's working in a logical way.
Yes.
So because of something, so then the fear element becomes more prominent than the parental element. But it's based on that, because it's only because of the parental relationship the fear comes up. Right? You know, when Mother Jashoda sees Kaliya and Krishna, you know, in the coils of Kaliya, so then fear comes up. But it's based on the parental, but the parental aspect is not taking the prominence. It's the secondary takes the prominence. Does that make sense? So that's called the secondary rati. Because it will go away. The primary will remain. So it's always there, the primary. It's just whether it's prominent or not. Srila Prabhupada. There's a statement in Govinda Vilas to this effect. Srimati Radharani was looking for Krishna very anxiously and almost disappointedly. When there is such an indirect expression of conjugal love, there is smiling, astonishment, enthusiasm, lamentation, anger, dread, and sometimes ghastliness. These seven exchanges of conjugal love form another state of ecstatic love. Right? So, from the basis of trying to find Krishna, right, then these other aspects come up. Does that make sense? So that's why you see is that though they take on a stronger position than a vyabhichari bhava, they basically are performing the same function. They just may have a longer existence or manifestation than a vyabhichari. Does that make sense? Yeah. Srila Jiva Goswami. With the completion of the description of the principal ratis, now the secondary ratis are described. Vibhava here refers to the alambana, in this case the vishaya, Krishna. Rati is said to become restricted because it allows a different emotional state to appear from time to time. Though the particular emotional state which manifests is called rati, that rati is an honorary title. That is why the word gauni, secondary, is used to describe the rati. Right? Because it's not actually in the primary state. Just the relationship with Krishna becomes restricted, right? Because Krishna is the alambana. So Mother Jashoda, her affection for Krishna is the same. But because of that, the position of Krishna, something becomes restricted. Like she can't manifest her parental affections there, right? Therefore, then fear comes up. Yes?
Just in the morning class, before class, we were seeing that how Rantidev, he saw a form which is ugly, but it cannot be a form on meditation, because it is the secondary aspect of ghastliness or ugliness. So because without the primary thing, then...
It's not a relationship.
Yeah.
Means you'll see is that Kamsa may have a relationship of fear. Mm-hmm. That's his like that. But that'll only be basically from the mundane. Mm-hmm. The mundane world, people basically work on the seven secondary ratis. Yes. The primaries aren't really that prominent. Though everybody's talking about them, but what's actually being manifest is the secondary. Because they're always in some state other than the primary rasa, generally speaking. Right. We say, quote, the shed makes sound, end quote, and thereby attribute qualities of a living being to an inanimate object, when actually it is the person in the shed making the sound. In the same way, we call these states rati, because they act similar to rati, though they cannot exist without the presence of the mukhya ratis, which subdue themselves. Does that make sense? The secondary ratis can't manifest unless the primary is there.
Yes.
Because it's in the context of the primary that it comes in. Because Mother Jashoda can come out there and Krishna's with Kaliya and all round up and up on the things and all that, and she can walk over there and feed him and all that, and you know, are the coils too tight for you, and you know, are they creating a nice warmth and that? Do you want some extra blanket or you know, like that, then it doesn't affect. But because you can't, it restricts then how she can perform her service, therefore. Like I said before, with Radharani, she's looking for Krishna for conjugal interaction. But when that's not there, therefore, then you'll have there's the smiling, the astonished, enthusiasm, lamentation, anger, dread. All these different things come up, right? Okay. Footnote 23. At the end of the discussion of the secondary ratis, 4.7.14. The author says that actually the secondary ratis are vyavichari bhavas. but have been classed as secondary rati in deference to Bharat Muni and other literary authorities. They've placed them in secondary ratis. So out of that consideration, we call them secondary ratis. But actually, their function is that of Vyavachari Babas. Right? You have the Stai Baba, and then these Vyavacharis come up. Though these may have a more of a prominence, because within that one, you can have other aspects. But, you know. So it's that way, it says in deference to, they're actually Vyavacharis, but that's how we'll classify them. In other words, because that's how Rupa Goswami classifies them, that's why then Bharat Muni then writes it in that way. And then Rupa Goswami will come along and then say, oh, he's getting like this, so it's like this. Yes?
I think actually Bharat Muni and others, they mention only eight ratis, and then because with Natya Shastra and other things, there are only seven secondary, and then the Sringaras or Madhurya, sometimes nine. The first and the last, the Shanta and Madhurya.
Well, that's because of the nature of drama. That if you want drama to have, Rupa Goswami mentions that the if the theme of the drama is conjugal or chivalry, or best is both, that's when you're going to have the most interest. So that's why other elements will be there. It's not that you don't have other actors in there, but the theme will always be the conjugal theme. You know, does that make sense? You know, and then there'll be a chivalry aspect to it, or it'll be a chivalrous one, but there'll be a conjugal aspect to it. You know, it's just like you see is that they're doing a conjugal thing, and then there's always going to be some obstacle, and so then there has to be some show of power or something like that. But it's part of that. Or you have the other thing where they're showing some great warrior or this or that, or, you know, Shivji or something like that. But in the background, they'll have to have some conjugal aspect. You know, otherwise it just doesn't keep the. Does that make sense? Yeah, so that's, but it still has to be, these two are the ones that do. That's why there's the prominence. The Shanta will come in because they can add to the whole flavor and not really technically get involved. Like Narad Muni can come in and then talk about things and then, you know, discuss with someone else and point these things out and deal with the audience and all that, you know. So this whole thing of breaking the fourth wall, that's in Sanskrit dramas, it's a Vedic thing. But it's not done by the main actors on the main stage, right? They'll go to the side stage. That's where they'll break. So what's on the main stage is always what's playing, what's rolling. But what's on the side stage, that's where they may break the fourth wall, talking about the main stage. You know? Does that make sense? So that is a little bit more refined, but it's an original thing. So it works perfectly well. So, sense? No.
This means if it is a conjugal, it's mainly for Kshatriya.
Everybody wants to hear about Kshatriyas. How many people want to hear about anybody else? You know, at least there has to be that kind of thing. That's. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's say you have say Superman, you know, that means how much emphasis is put on him sitting there and, you know, writing out forms to get a new notebook so he can, you know, go out and do the next journalistic work. No. You know, it's just the background. You know what I'm saying? So Superman is there, and so it's always the chivalry is there, but then who's the lady? Lois Lane, right? You know, so then there has to be the ladies there. Yes. Right? So then you have the two. That's why it works so perfectly. That's why you see he'll be more popular, right? You know what I'm saying? Batman, it's just the chivalry. Where's the lady? You know, Catwoman is there, but then that disappears. So, less interesting. You know? Does that make sense? So that's always the thing. When the two are combined, then there's more interest. So it's just the way it works. So that's what it's saying. Rupa Goswami is saying, this is how it's, this is what it's on. Everybody wants to hear that. Ordinary things, no one really wants to hear. But, yes?
Also this point of why the Vaishnavas have this classification as Vyabhichari Bhavas but not any other authorities is because they define all the signs, and at the last they mention rasa as something which need not be differentiated in any context, so that everybody tastes the same thing. So that's very important for poetry and drama presentation. Then like they can present it that everybody is tasting something. But if we have to taste this spiritual rasa, then already the predefined qualification is there. You have to be a pure devotee. So that's the reason that they don't go so much deeper into it. If you define them as Vyabhichari Bhavas, then the position of the devotee and the Lord, everything is very well established and defined. But it's not the same thing with the
with others, so therefore the secondary rasa can come
can
up.
Can also be as prominent as
the friend. Oh, okay, yeah. Does that make sense? Means that, since the primary rasa can only be tasted in connection with the Lord here, therefore you have the pure devotee, then because you're dealing with a general audience, they're not necessarily on that platform, so that everybody can appreciate. Therefore, these other seven rasas are given, at, you know, they're gona, they're elevated to that position. Though they're actually Vyabhicharis, because then through that, then you can have that kind of relationship. You can appreciate those relationships. That makes sense.
Can we make a connection between to appreciate the relationship, main rasa, and to appreciate drama?
Drama. Well, it just... Of course, if you can appreciate drama, you'll be able to appreciate rasa more, because you're playing a role. That's why in the Vedic system, so much emphasis is put on duty. But in the modern context, that's seen as artificial and this and that. It just should be natural and spontaneous and all that. But then the problem is being spontaneous, who's it about? Because you're saying it's about, no, it's about the relationship. It's about the spontaneity. So that means it's about myself, because it's my spontaneity. Because if the other person's spontaneity and not appreciating, what would I think? The other person's acting in a spontaneous way that I don't like. What do I expect the other person to do to maintain the relationship? Adjust the spontaneity. Not that I have to adjust. Right? But in the Vedic sense, when you say duty, duty means what is your obligation? What are you supposed to do? So who gets the benefit of your obligation? The other person. So if you're talking about actual relationships, you have to talk about duties. This whole thing is about yourself and be true to yourself and what you feel. Great. You have to include that because you're part of the relationship. But if that's the only consideration, then how is there a relationship? Right? Two individuals doing their own thing, how is that a relationship? You know? Yeah, it's like two friends, one sitting in the chair, one's on the couch, they're both looking at their phone. You know, but it was a great afternoon, yeah. You know. Yeah, so how was it? You went over to Mark's house? Yeah, it was great, you know. We really had a good time. Could have sat at home and done the same thing. So yes, if you can appreciate drama, it generally makes it easier. Simply because, why? Because in drama you have roles, and it's how well you play the role is the excellent of the drama.
And you can add some scattering.
Yeah, and it gives impression. Because you're working with something in a particular way, it does give a result. It's Krishna's rules. So you follow the rules of emotion and personal relationships and expression of that, as the drama points out, then it will generate those. You know, now it's just a matter, is it in connection with Krishna or not? So then we see the acharyas use that in connection with Krishna. So appreciating the drama means you can appreciate a relationship, appreciate rasa. Well, the tendency of those who don't, that sometimes you'll see, so you have your duties like that and all that, you know, that, no, but I want something spontaneous. Okay. Then another aspect, and you say, is that, you know, but these relationships in the material world aren't actually real. They're illusion. You know, we're just playing the role of that. No, but I want something real. You understand? So in both cases, it's about themselves. It's not about about the relationship. Because you're taking it, relationship means what I get out of it, rather than relationship means what I can offer to it. Right. So that's the difference. Like you see, if it's like, okay, in this, you know, what do I get from this? That'll be very common. You know, but if you say, oh, what can I bring to this relationship? Now that you'll say, now that's starting to get into more noble areas and more, you know, more the feelings, the emotions, the, you know, there's something to work with. But the person said, well, what am I going to get out of it? You know what I'm saying? It's completely different. Oh, why don't you go out with this person? Well, what am I going to get from that? I hear so many things about this, you know. The other one is, well, I don't know, what could I add to that? Because they have that nature, what's the match, how am I going to act in that relationship? It's a higher nature. Right? So that's the whole point, is due to the mode of ignorance. Whatever does establish relationships, the modern culture militates against it totally. And then is looking for those relationships and something real and something of value. But everything they do is totally against it. You know, it's like the Shanti Purer Loker Kata. It means the talk of the people of Shantipur. You know, there's a knock on the door. You open the door. There's your friend. And you say to your friend, next time you come, I insist you must stay for dinner. And then he closes the door. That's the Western culture. They talk about relationships, but what are they doing that actually establishes the relationship? So that's the whole thing. So that's why in the Vedic thing it's on duties, because then it's about why are you performing a duty? Because it is for the nature of the relationship. You know, because if the relationship works, you're part of the relationship, you get the benefit. It's just like if I help in cooking, I get something to eat. Right, but if you don't help in cooking and there's no cooking, you know, both people don't cook, nobody gets anything to eat. But if both people help cooking, both get something to eat. You know, so that's the whole point is that the aspects. It's like, how are people going to be involved? How are they going to be impressed? So therefore, the secondary ratis, they have the positions because there's something prominent that we can relate to, right? Because of samskar. Because that's for us in the material platform, most of our experience is going to be the secondary rasas being prominent with a primary rasa as secondary, you know, as subservient. You know, does that make sense? You know, like let's say a soap opera, right? Most of the time they're angry, disappointed, disturbed, filing for divorce, you know, somebody's getting, you know, ending up dead, this and that. Otherwise, then that's what it's about. And if it's just about the relationship and how nice it is and everything like that, they made one movie like that. I think it was called Love Story, back in the 70s. Haven't made another one since. You know, one's enough. You know, one Romeo and Juliet, that's all you need. Yeah, so. So the secondary rasa is always prominent, but it's based on a primary. It has to be based on two friends can't get along together, or you know, a couple can't get along together, or a parent and a child can't get along together, or a master and a servant, or you know, a citizen and the government, or you know, it always has to be that there's something going wrong. So the secondary rasa will always take a prominence. You know, so that's why then we can relate to it. That's why they're given such prominence, because for us, it's necessary. But now, in Vaikuntha, you don't need this at all. But in human pastimes, like Krishna and Braj, then it's natural to have these things there. Because then there'll be more obstacles than there will be in Vaikuntha. So, yeah?
Also, in his, when he's beginning with this writing on poetry, Sahitya Kaumudi, then Baladev Vidyabhushan mentions one first prayers after offering obeisances to the acharyas, then he offers obeisances to the Saraswati Devi.
Mm.
And then it's mentioned that she is a creation which is distinct from the creation made by Brahma. Mm. So the Brahma's creation consists of the three modes, goodness, passion and ignorance. But the poetry aspect, it consists of three other aspects which are not included as modes, but similar to them, which is like, you know, the sweetness, vigor, and the clarity. So these take prominence, and because of which one can go beyond the modes. That's all.
Oh, okay, so that's your connection between. That's the metaphysical that gets you between the material and spiritual. Sweetness, clarity, and?
Vigor.
Vigor.
Madhurya, ojas, and prasada. Madhurya is sweetness, ojas is vigor, and prasada is clarity.
Clarity.
Not a good essay, a good poem, as is.
Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm just saying anything, any story has to have these things. You know? There always has to be that. You know, something has to be. That the relationship's unclear, then it becomes clear at the end.
Yes.
There's not enough endeavor, and then he puts out the endeavor and actually comes to the thing. You know, like that. Dealing in a rough way, then it becomes pleasant.
Yes.
You know. I say, Harry meets Sally, you know. Does that make sense? No? No? So it's always these three. That's really far. Right? You know, and all this stuff has already been written down, and that's because it's the eternal position.
Yes. The three attributes are... These three are attributed to Saraswati Devi.
Because they're the application of that. The modes just create... In other words, the modes are creating the situation. Then you're going to do something with the situation. Because those three are what you're doing with the situation. Because the situation doesn't matter. The modes are there. What modes are there? You're still going to have the sweetness. You're going to have the energy, you know, effort. And you're still going to have the clarity. You know? So if you have a bunch of Shudras, then it still has to be the same. You have Kshatriyas, it still has to be the same. The Brahmins, it's the same. So that way you could say it's beyond the modes. So they're functioning under the modes, but they're not. It's not the consideration of what the modes are arranging. It's how you apply these three. Well, cool.
And that's how the Gandharvananda one gets by music and other things beyond the Manushyananda. It's categorized as anything beyond the sensual, the
okay.
Manushyananda.
Yeah, well, there's the experience beyond. Nice.
How much is the art and drama important in this context?
It's very much part of our culture. You can see in the especially the 60s, early 70s, you know, very early like that. Temples are always doing dramas, festivals especially, but some temples like every Sunday would do a drama.
Yes.
It'd be because everyone knows the stories.
Yes.
It would just be decides, okay, who you know, who's who, that's all. And then they just go out there and just do it. You know, and that was part of the fun. It was just a spontaneous kind of thing.
Yes.
You know, they, you know, for 5 minutes or, you know, 10 minutes, whatever it was, and you know, you have to dress up and this and that and do something, and then, you know, you entertain everybody, and then, you know, there's discussions and kirtans, and, you know, it's just, it's very much part of our culture.
We don't see senior devotees doing like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his associates, they did this drama.
Yes, before. But what I'm saying is before, that's who would do. The new people didn't know anything because you didn't know the story. So it was always the senior devotees in the temple. They were the ones doing the drama. You know, and if someone was enthusiastic, they took part. But certain temples, they always did like that. Australia was very known for that. I think New York used to do a lot. And, yeah, I think maybe it was the man. They're different devotees, and they would always make it happen. But it wasn't a big production. It was just something on the spot.
Yeah.
You know, it's decided, hey, let's do this. Okay, for this occasion, when we should do. You know, let's do that. Oh, well, we did that. You know, not, but let's do this one. Or...
Yeah.
Or it's the same story, let's bring out this aspect. Because the story's so big, you just do a particular part of it. And everybody knows, so you just say who's who, and Hari Bol.
Sometimes, Maharaj, we pick up suddenly, unexpectedly, one person
two are doing the drama, and then watches, audience are there. From audience, you are this, come on down.
Yeah, yeah, so you just bring them in there. Indra Dunamaras would do when they'd be out, I don't know about now, but before when Sri Prahlad was there. They'd be doing Hari Nam and all that, and then just suddenly they'd just start a drama right in the middle of the street. You know, like that. You know, a lot of times, you know, the Jagai Madai Lila, you know, something to do with the Samkirtan and all that. Or in the Shingadev, you know, like this. And so it just spontaneously happened during the Kirtan. Sorry, France was very big. They used to go the Hari Nam. Everyone would dress up and do the whole thing. It was really, they did it excellent. You know, you probably say one of the most how you say cultural presentations of Hari Nam was Paris, like that. Those Paris, those Paris Hari Nams were very, you know, like that. I think the answer comes from across the pond.
They do it during the quiet time.
Okay. Yeah, they used to before, I mean, I remember before a long time ago, they'd always do that. When you go to the, each place you go to, they do a drama connected with the place.
They still do.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay, nice.
Old devotees.
Yes. So it's part of our culture. Just point is that's why we say it's when emphasis management, one takes the interest out of everything. Like sucking all the air out of everywhere. You know, like that. So you know, unless you hide in the closet. There's still air in the closet. Or under the stairs, right? You know, like that one. So that's the whole point, is that's not life. You know? That's the whole thing. There's no life there. Of course, everything has to be managed. Otherwise, how do you have the drama unless you organize that? It's okay, who's going to play who and this, and let's do it. When are we going to do it? How long? Organization is there, but it's only as important as it supports the actual, you know, experience of the individuals involved in the program, in that they get the samskaras in connection with Krishna. Like that. That's where it's, so it's important, but it's secondary. You know, but to elevate it up to the position of primary, it's false. It's wrong. Like that. You know, Prabhupada always talked about, you know, things being done proper, but the emphasis is management isn't the difficulty. It's what you're managing. You know, if you put the emphasis on what you're managing, then the management becomes easier. Like that, because you know what you're managing. But if you're just managing, let's manage, you know, it's like... You know, but sometimes these things, you know, we get distracted. So it's important when but everything has its place. Okay, so next page. 2540. The seven specific emotions are hasa, humor, vishmaya, astonishment, utsaha, fortitude, shoka, lamentation, krodha, anger, bhaya, fear, and jugupsa, disgust or hatred. Since they are under the control of the primary ratis, Krishna acts as the cause for the first six of these bhavas. But Krishna cannot be the cause of the second secondary rati, jugupsa or disgust. The cause... Did I say six again? Okay, the cause of disgust is the material body or other objects. So the first six are connected to Krishna. So you see in the five primary rasas, these first six, they can come up as secondary ratis to support. Jiva Goswami. Since they are under the control of the primary ratis, Rater Vashat, Krishna is the cause, Vibhavatvam, of the first six secondary ratis from Hasya to Paya. They fall under the control of Rati. Since they can suitably be expressed in relation to Krishna. The causes of the seventh secondary rati, jagupsa, or disgust, are the material body and other such things. Mm-hmm. Krishna is not a cause of disgust. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yes. There are all the avatars of Lord, personification of each of these rati.
Mm.
But the jagupsa, it's Buddha. He has disgust for the material world.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's where the disgust is. Okay, interesting. Oh, of the seven avatars.
All the different avatars. The Dashavatar, they gave for all.
Oh, so each one has a particular. Okay. 2542. Though these seven bhavas are different from the primary svarta ratis, composed of Shuddha Sattva Vishesha, Mukya Svarta Ratis. When these, because Vishesha means like the uniqueness or specialness, right? When these seven emotions are conjoined with the primary rati, which takes a secondary role as pararta, the word rati is used to describe the condition of these seven. Right? On its own, it's not, but when it's taking the position of functioning under the support of the primary rasa, then we call them secondary rasas. But otherwise, if they don't have that, then they would be vyavachari bhavas.
Yes.
Okay, so that's why you get the 33, right? Then these seven, and then there's one, so you get 41. So the one will be the primary rati, because only one can function at a time. Even those that are in the sankula rati, that they have a mix, one's primary of that, and the other two will manifest in certain situations. When they're manifest, that takes the prominent role. So you can only deal with one at a time. Right? And then, from that, then you can have these seven secondaries coming up, and then the vyabhicharis. And that will be, that whole scene, that's the 41, that's your, what is it, bhav?
Bhavarupa.
Chestarupa and Bhavarupa. Yeah. The form of the mood and the form, yeah. So. Srila Prabhupada. In a direct relationship of conjugal love, there is laughter, astonishment, chivalry, lamentation, anger, and dread. But there is no ghastliness. Right? If it comes to that point, the conjugal relationship is not functionable. Right? Because generally one's dead. Right? So, these expressions are considered to be great reservoirs of pleasure. When these seven kinds of ecstatic loving exchanges are manifest, they attain the status of steadiness by which the taste of conjugal love expands. Right? So, they attain the status of steadiness means stai bhava is the steady rati. Right? So, because rati, the conjugal rasa here, as an example, takes the secondary position, and one of these, the six of these seven takes the prominence, therefore it comes to the point of steadiness. Right, so it'll last for some time, and it becomes the prominent rati. While in vyavicharis, they're not the prominent rati. The main bhava is there, and then these come in and just give flavors to it. But this one, it comes up, and it actually becomes kind of how you're acting. And within that, you can still have the vyavicharis.
Like you said before, primary rati is subdued.
Sorry?
The primary rati is subdued, that's what it is.
Yes, that's the whole point. But otherwise, that. Yeah.
It's trying to understand that you are one of the six ratis becomes steady. It means like that.
Yes, that's why it says steady. Steady means that the main bhava becomes subservient to this, the secondary. It's still the support because it's still within that context. Srila Jiva Goswami. The bhavas such as hasa are different from the svarta mukhya ratis, shuddha sattva visheshata. However, when the emotions join with the primary ratis, which then assumes the prararta form and recede into the background, they become ratis or stai bhavas. So in this way, then they take on the flavor of stai bhava. Prabhupada just says they attain the status of steadiness. Good. Chapter 13, Indirect Expressions of Ecstatic Love. 2543. When hasa predominates over a mukhya rasa, which then becomes pararta, it is called hasa rati. The other six secondary rati should be similarly understood. Right? So when the hasya becomes predominant over whatever's the main rati, then it becomes called hasya rati, or hasa rati. The other ones are the same. 2544. When hasa and other emotions take on beautiful forms by the influence of a primary rati, in a particular devotee, in a particular pastime, and remain for some time, they can be considered sthayi bhavas. Because they remain for some time. They're not just transitory that they come up and they go and this. They become a very prominent feature. So their prominence means the primary rasa actually steps into the background. So that mood, that emotion takes the prominence. Yeah? 2545. Therefore, these seven emotional states manifest for a short time in a person and are not fixed in any particular person. Footnote 24. The primary rati is fixed in a particular person according to his inclination, though sometimes it may become subdued or prararta. Right? Then when it becomes subdued, then these other emotional states, they become the prominent. So they're functioning from that platform. That's why then that's, you have to take it that that's the position. Right? Yeah, so like you have a relationship with somebody. To become angry, you have to take anger as what you're dealing with. You can't take it that I'm dealing with oh, my friend, so my friend, yeah, it's not a big deal. No, he's angry, so it's a big deal. So you have to take that because the friendship becomes subordinate to the anger. Right? Does that make sense? You know, so it's like that, or here in Hasa. Friends are sitting around joking, so then the relation, the rati is working on the jokes. So jokes being told, if someone else tells a joke, you just keep going in that joking mood. So it becomes the prominent mood at that time. Right? And then it may go out. You know, the, how you say? Somebody's mother walks in, so then it's, you know, time's up. You know? Is that, yeah.
That's how, like, because the primary rati is subdued, because of that, this becomes prominent. That's how we are always able to relate in the material world, the secondary. Because there is no emphasis on the primary rati.
No. See, because the problem is that the primary ratis, that's where all the duties and everything is. And so, and, you know, duty, tradition, authority, that's why we get rid of that. But in these other ones, it doesn't matter, you know.
Spontaneous.
Yeah, spontaneous. You know, it has to be funny and that astonishment. You know, people like something new, something special like that. Fortitude. You know, that someone's determined, gets in there. They have their passion. They're going for it, and no matter what. Lamentation. That's a popular one. Krodha, anger. Another popular one. Bhaya, fear. Another popular one. And then disgust and all that. As long as it's someone else, or especially authority or tradition, then we're good. Like that. So like that, and then everything else takes the background to that. So if you see is that these are the themes that are used. This is how it works. Yes?
How long can last the secondary rati?
You want like an exact time. You know? So you want to know, because if hasya rati is predominating with your friends, you want to know how long it goes, whether you should try to squeak in that last joke or not. They're only halfway through, the time's up, and then it won't be funny, and you don't want to be embarrassed, so you want to know exact time. Yeah? No, it's just however long it matches the mood. It's temporary, but it just means it's longer than the it takes the main rati becomes subservient. That's what it is. So it doesn't have to be, it's not a matter of time. As Prabhu mentioned, the definition is because the primary rati becomes subservient. That's what makes it the gona rati. It means that's why it makes it a secondary rati. Because it comes up as a rati only because the primary becomes subdued, and then it manifests. Does that make sense? Well, the others, the primary rati is not subdued for a vyabhichari to come up. So that's why they're in their own category. You know, as it was pointing out, we'll technically call them vyabhichari bhavas, but they're different from the others. It means these seven are different from the 33 because of the primary rati becoming subservient. Right? Does that make sense? So in other words, there's 40. But because of that, and because Bharat Muni has explained it in this way, our acharyas accepted that explanation. So, so even though these seven emotions manifest spontaneously, they disappear by being covered by contrary bhavas arising from the primary rati. Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī. Sahaja api means spontaneous or natural. They are later covered by a contrary bhava, balishtena, arising from rati, and thus disappear. So within the primary rati, there are so many aspects. So then spontaneously a secondary rati may come up. And it will last as long as a contrary quality from the primary rati doesn't come up. And as soon as that comes up, then it covers. And then it disappears. Yeah, because we saw, just like they come for some time. It means you have this one doesn't have a contradiction. And then when the contradiction comes up, it creates something. Oh no, it comes up as a contradiction. Then there's a synthesis of that, then it disappears. Mm. Right? So this is coming up without a contradiction. When the contradiction comes up, then it disappears. Mm. So in that way you could say it's also opposite of the avacharas. Does that make sense? Same principle, just because it's working in a slightly different way. So in the realm of rasa, then it's all the same. Because otherwise, if you want to use a general term, you just say anubhava. Is the reaction that comes up emotionally or physically, or the taste that comes up, and the manifestation of that of the devotee in relationship to the vibhava, or that of something, some udipan of Krishna. Does that make sense? Yes. No. Yeah. 2546. When a primary rati in its essential form does not leave the devotee, it is considered to be the continuous or adyantika stai bhava. This is present in all types of devotees. Without that continuous stai bhava, all of the bhavas such as hasa are dysfunctional. So there must be some basis that's there. The difference is that the primary is the main, and then the secondary come up temporarily and go away. So he's saying on the material platform, the primary may be there, but the secondary are generally more manifest than the primary. Is that? Yeah. So without a primary, what are they from? Fear of what? Fear from what? Where is it coming from? So there has to be some relationship, then it has meaning. Okay. Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī. That rati, sa, which does not leave, avyabhicharanti, its receptacles, svadharan, the ashrayas or devotees, should be considered the continuous or antyantika stai bhava of those devotees. Sometimes svadharat in the ablative case is seen instead of svadharan. So that explains it, right?
No question.
Through the secondary bhavas become stai bhavas, though the secondary bhavas become stai bhavas and the enemies of Krishna, they are not suitable for bhakti rasa since they are without a primary rati, positive attraction to Krishna. Right? So, just like we see is that Narad Muni is pointing out, that the devotees, that their love for Krishna, because it's based on a primary rati, therefore it can be functioned in bhakti. Right? While for the suras, and that, then these secondary ratis are manifest in context of Krishna, but it doesn't give prema, because there's no primary rati. Right? So that's why it's, but Narad Muni's pointing out, because it's connected to Krishna, so much benefit is there. This enemy of Krishna gets liberation,
yes,
but doesn't get prema.
Yes.
Prema comes because of the mukti rasa.
Yes.
But if you're only using the secondary rasa, connected to Krishna, you will get liberation. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Srila Jiva Goswami. Because the enemies of Krishna are devoid of rati, there's no possibility of even rati abhasa, since they are hostile to the Lord. Footnote 25. This type of emotion is later called aparasa and is included under the broad title of rasapas, 4938. So it's not in line with rasa. So when Narad Muni's pointing out, he's pointing out the glory of anything connecting to Krishna, that's the glory of something. Right? He's not equating the emotional state of Kamsa and the emotional state of the Brajavasis. The point is, as saying, is that if by connecting to Krishna in the secondary ratis, without a primary rati, and these demons get so much benefit, then how much more benefit is there in those who do have a primary rasa? So the point is the connection to Krishna is the essential point. That's the main thing. Does that make sense? Yeah. Yes.
Also, Baladeva Vidyabhushan explains about while the other poets and commentators, they have another kind of understanding that this rasa itself is all in all. It can be tasted by people irrespective of, like, you know, it depends basically on how it is expressed. But our acharyas explains these rasas are tasted based on the whole thing flows because of the swarup shakti of Lord. If somebody has a disposition which is suited to that, then if they have proper disposition, then it can flow to us, just like the Vedas, the Chit Shakti, through the Chit Shakti, how it flows.
Mm.
Similarly, the taste also flows to the receptor, to the audience.
Based on how well it's presented?
Based on his predisposition, how he sees. The actor may not have it, but mm-hmm. still you can taste it, because the story itself is spiritual, having that content.
Okay, so the spiritual content is there, so whether the actor is advanced or not, you still can get that effect and that experience of the chit potency.
Mm.
So that's the point. It's not the expertise of the actor, the expertise of the kirtanir, the expertise of cook. It's the devotee.
Because the context is there of the secondary rasas, then you can perceive, and then with the proper predisposition, then one can actually connect to that.
Well, that's why the pure devotee, as they go, the Uttamadhikari, they see everyone as a devotee, because they see all activities and all that in connection with Krishna.
Yes.
So by their predisposition, they see everything wonderfully, even though the person is a gross materialist.
Yes.
Yeah, good point. Very good. Two 5:48, because all the 33 vyavachari bhavas, starting with nirveda, though not contaminated with hostile emotions, disappear on their own after some time in the devotees. They are not classed as sthayi bhavas. Right. So here we're saying is that these hostile aspects are there because they don't have the sthayi bhava, right? But here the 33. They just go because they're devotees, because it's not a sthayi bhava. The other ones, it takes on the thing of the sthayi bhava. Srila Jiva Goswami. Aviruddher api sprishta bhavai means literally, quote, touched by non-contrary bhavas. However, the meaning is actually not touched by contrary bhavas, hostility, since the previous subject was hostility. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivinda ki, Jai Nitai Gaura Premanandini.